Hello and welcome to the fifth segment of Sahar Universal Network's special program titled Dawn of Awakening. I'm Vahid Tahami. Last week we examined some of the results of the victory of Iran's Islamic Revolution. In today's segment, we are going to look at the roles different organizations and their members played in helping it succeed.
A number of different groups contributed to the victory of Iran's Islamic Revolution. The most prominent ones were the Mujahideen of the Islamic Revolution Organization, the Coalition of Islamic Societies, and the Combatant Clergy Association. These groups were located within Iran itself. Of course, there were a number of foreign-based opposition groups that contributed to the success of the revolution as well. Chief among them was the Persian-speaking group of the Muslim Students Association, the Mujahideen of the Islamic Revolution Organization, sometimes abbreviated to MIRO, played an active role in the helping mobilize the resistance to topple the monarchy. The party still exists, small but influential. It continues to maintain an active presence on Iran's political scene. The Coalition of Islamic Societies, which was founded by the religious bazaaris, or shopkeepers, contributed in helping consolidate the resistance and enlist the help of various classes within Iranian society.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam established an Islamic state. When the Islamic Revolution took place in Iran, for the first time after many years, Islam presented to the society, and they knew that by presenting Islam to the society and trying to get a solution of how to order or to control the society from Islam is very dangerous for those countries that they are controlling the oils and all the wealth of the Muslim countries. For them was very dangerous. And as you know that Soviet Union had no control on the on oil of the Muslim countries. The only Muslim country that they could control was Afghanistan, and Muslim country they had a struggle against their influence in Afghanistan, and the army that they come to the Afghanistan. But actually all the Muslim country were under the control of American and the British colony. That's why the West was for the West, Islamic Revolution was very dangerous.
Equally as important as the resistance on the home front was the resistance abroad. In fact, because of the internal repression, opposition groups abroad like the Muslim Students Association played equally high-profile roles in the Islamic Revolution and contributed greatly to its success. However, the most prominent of all the groups involved in ousting the Shah and creating an Islamic Republic was the Combatant Clergy Association, which still remains a major political party in Iran. Pragmatic and conservative, it was closely allied with Imam Khomeini and was the majority party in the fourth and fifth parliaments after the Islamic Revolution. It was founded in 1977 by a group of clerics who decided to use a cultural approach to overthrow the Shah. Its roster contains the names of the greatest figures in Iran's Islamic Revolution and on the Islamic Republic's political scene, both past and present. Its founding members included Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Ayatollah Murtaza Mutahhari, Ayatollah Dr. Sayyid Muhammad Husseini Beheshti, Hujjatul Islam Muhammad Jawad Bahonar, Hujjatul Islam Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, and Hujjatul Islam Dr. Muhammad Mufatteh.
At the end, he find out the revolution did not stop, And more people came to the street and shouted slogans against the imperialism and against dictatorship. The model that we followed in Islamic revolution is very, very important. That's why now in the West they have started studies about Islam, especially about Imam Hussein, that to find out the capability of these models, that how this model works in the Islamic countries. And I think those people that are studying about Islamic models, they find out how a society can change quickly by following this model.
Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei is Iran's current supreme leader and served as the country's president from 1981 to 1989. Now, Ayatollah Khamenei was a key figure in the Islamic Revolution and a close confidant of Imam Khomeini. In the autumn of 1979, the Imam appointed Ayatollah Khamenei to the post of Tehran's Friday prayer leader. And in June of 1981, Ayatollah Khamenei narrowly escaped an assassination attempt when a bomb concealed in a tape recorder at a press conference exploded beside him. Now, he was permanently injured, and it was known from that time on as a living martyr. Upon the demand of Imam Khomeini in June of 1989, the Assembly of Experts elected Ayatollah Khamenei as the new supreme leader of the country. Ayatollah Murtaza Mutahhari also played a prominent role in the Islamic Revolution and is considered among the important influences on the ideologies of the Islamic Republic. A former student of Imam Khomeini, Mutahhari, on the Imam's order, formed the Revolutionary Council of Iran. A prominent author, historian, and philosopher, Mutahhari also taught philosophy at the University of Tehran. Though one of the key contributors to the success of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Mutahhari was sadly unable to enjoy the benefits of living in the new Islamic states. On May 1st, 1979, just months after the revolution's victory, he was martyred, shot by a fanatic. Another member of the Combatant Clergy Association who was also martyred was Ayatollah Dr. Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Beheshti. One of the earliest and most prominent revolutionary activists, Ayatollah Beheshti had been involved in activities against the monarchy since the early 1960s. Now, in fact, he was arrested several times by Savak, the Shah's secret police. After the victory of the revolution, Ayatollah Beheshti became one of the original members of the Revolutionary Council of Iran and was soon elected chairman. He also headed the new government's Supreme Judicial Council. Ayatollah Beheshti was martyred on June 28, 1981, when a terrorist bomb exploded during a party conference, killing more than 70 members of the Islamic Republican Party.
Who founded the Coalition of Islamic Societies?
A revolution can be likened to a house which is no longer habitable. If a house is no longer habitable, it needs to be condemned and torn down. Then a new house based on a new blueprint can be built in its place. That is what a revolution does. It topples an old system that is no longer workable and replaces it with a new system that will be more efficient and provide public services. The existing situation must be destroyed before a new, more efficient one can be built.
religious bazaaris or shopkeepers. Indeed, a large number of the key members of the Combatant Clergy Association, who also played key roles in the victory of the Islamic Revolution, did die a martyr's death. One such individual was Hujjatul Islam Muhammad Javad Bahonar, who served as both the second Prime Minister of Iran after the revolution and the Secretary General of the Islamic Republican Party. Bahonar, like his friend and colleague Ayatollah Beheshti, was involved in the revolutionary movement from the early 1960s and was imprisoned for anti-government activities during that period. After the revolution, he became a founding member of the Islamic Republican Party and an original member of the Revolutionary Council of Iran. He was chosen as the Minister of Education under Muhammad Ali Rajai's prime ministry in March 1981. During that period, he initiated the Islamic Cultural Revolution to purge Iranian centers of learning from dangerous foreign influences. When Rajai became president on August 4th, 1981, he chose Bahonar as his prime minister.
The final key member of the Combatant Clergy Association, whose contributions to the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Republic we will examine, is Hujjatul Islam Ali Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani. Mr. Rafsanjani, like his friend and colleague Ayatollah Khamenei, still plays an important role on Iran's political scene and is currently serving as chairman of the country's Expediency Council. Now, he also served as president of Iran from 1989 to 1997. In 1948, when Rafsanjani was 14 years old, his parents sent him to the holy city of Qom for religious training. It was there that he began attending classes taught by Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. Under the Imam's tutelage, Rafsanjani studied Islamic law, ethics, and mysticism. However, from that time on, the young man became a dedicated follower of his beloved teacher's cause and a major figure in his circle. From 1964 to 1979, Rafsanjani was jailed 5 separate times for revolutionary activities against the Shah's regime. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution, he became a key member of Iran's Revolutionary Council and became the first speaker of the new Iranian parliament, serving until 1989.
Which was the most prominent of all the groups involved in the ousting the Shah and creating an Islamic Republic?
Istiqlal.
Independence meant severing the country from foreign dependency. Freedom meant employing certain means to guide the people towards perfection. And in this regard, the Islamic Republic indicates the frames. So it was obvious that our people believed that the regime at that time was bound to the U.S. and other foreign countries, and they sought freedom. Many intellectuals and key figures were imprisoned because of their liberal thinking and had to spend part of their lives in prison. People wanted a change, so they demanded freedom. But at the same time, they wanted Islam. These were the obvious aims of the Islamic revolutionary movement from the outset, and people achieved it.
The Combatant Clergy Association.
Well, thank you for joining us for this 5th segment of the Dawn of Awakening. Be sure and tune in next week in the same place and same time, and we will examine how Western countries reacted towards the victory of Iran's Islamic Revolution. Until then, goodbye and God bless.
In revolutions, the middlemen between the community and the government are the parties, groups, associations, NGOs, and revolutionary leaders.
Marginal elite has